From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, September 10th, 2014. The Daily Freeman is reporting New York Governor Andrew M. Cuomo defeated challenger Zephyr Teachout in the state's Democratic primary Tuesday, September 9th. In the race for Lieutenant Governor, Cuomo running mate Kathy Hochul defeated Teachout's number 2, Timothy Wu. Drug law activist and comedian Randy Credico came in a distant third in the gubernatorial primary. Teachout and Wu carried Ulster, Dutchess, Greene, and Columbia counties by wide margins. They also won most of eastern New York except for the New York City area. Cuomo and Hochul dominated central and western New York. Teachout was largely unknown to voters. She criticized Cuomo for his support for charter schools and business-friendly tax cuts while saying he has not done enough to address government corruption and income inequality. Cuomo is seeking a second 4-year term as governor. He now faces Republican Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino in November. Roger Anglim is reporting in the Daily Mail, Democrat Laura Kuzminski defeated Republican Rick Jacobs to win the Independence party line in her bid for Catskill Town Justice. The attorney and political newcomer won the spot by a wide margin, 24-4. In the 102nd Assembly District, Michael Bettina won the conservative line. He will challenge incumbent Republican Assemblymember Pete Lopez of Schoharie in November. Public News Service is reporting the frustrating indicator of a slow download known by many computer users as the spinning wheel of death will be seen all over the internet Wednesday, September 10th. It is a symbolic protest of government plans to create online fast lanes and slow lanes. Mark Shearer has a story.
The internet may seem to be slowing down today, but it's actually part of an effort to prevent a future where, according to internet freedom advocates, some people online would have priority over others. If you go to websites like Reddit, Netflix, Kickstarter, Foursquare, or Vimeo today, chances are you're going to see an image or an animation that might make you think your download speed has turned to molasses. Timothy Carr of the group Free Press calls it the spinning wheel of death.
That icon that appears when your website has troubles loading a document or a video or a music file or something like that, it's very familiar frustration for internet users.
It's a symbolic slowdown, a protest of a government plan to let some deep-pocketed broadband providers divide bandwidth into fast lanes and slow lanes. Carr says since May, the FCC has been inundated with public comments on the proposal, most of them in opposition. The comment period ends next Monday, September 15th. 2 years ago, in opposition to legislation involving copyrights, many websites took part in a partial blackout of the internet, with some, like Wikipedia, shutting down completely for a day. Timothy Carr says today's protest may be symbolic, but it reflects serious public concerns about the need to keep a free and open internet.
An organization called the Sunlight Foundation looked at public comments to the FCC, and there have been more than a million already, and they found that 99% of those comments were in support of net neutrality. So this is an issue where the public is strongly unified.
On the last day the FCC is taking comments, next Monday, there will be actual, not virtual, lunchtime rallies in New York and Philadelphia. For Public News Service, I'm Mark Shearer.
Information is available online at battleforthenet.com/SEPT10th. Max Oppen is reporting in the Daily Mail the Greene County Legislature has postponed a planned takeover of chargeback payments from its constituent towns for an indefinite period of time. Chargebacks are reimbursement payments made for county students attending community colleges outside of Greene County. The postponement means individual towns are now on the hook for a 20% share of the chargeback payments. In a nearly unanimous vote in 2010, the legislature voted to authorize the county to take on 100% of the financial responsibility for these costs. Community college chargeback payments are calculated based on a formula to determine a specific rate per student. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Looking at the local weather forecast, today will be mostly sunny with a high near 75. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 62. Thursday, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 2 p.m. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain. The high will be near 80. Thursday night, a chance of showers mainly before 11 p.m., cloudy with a low around 55. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 68. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 48. Then Saturday, scattered showers, partly sunny with a high near 70. Saturday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 51. Sunrise today was at 6:31 a.m. and sunset today is at 7:13 p.m. with the length of the day being 12 hours and 42 minutes. This has been the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, September 10th, 2014. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.